This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Airlines have been reducing the number of amenities offered to passengers in a big way. One area where they've resisted the no-frills trend can be seen on the beverage cart. But there's a catch. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's grapeencounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at grapeencounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Air travelers today have seen most of the high-flying amenities disappear into thin air. The blankets and pillows are gone, and airline meals are a rarity. Although good airline food was always a rarity. So was good airline wine, but that's where things have gotten better, not worse. In fact, much of the wine served in the sky is of a much higher caliber these days, and most airlines see their wine offerings as an opportunity to shine. But a funny thing happens to wine at high altitudes. Apparently, our perception of wine changes at 35,000 feet, and we taste less of the fruit and more of the acidity and tannins. To compensate, sommeliers in the sky ramp up the fruit flavor by offering softer, fruitier wines like Pinot Noir and Merlot. It's a tricky phenomenon to address, since a great Bordeaux may not taste as scintillating to the traveler on the go. In the end, serving wines best suited for the sky can be a challenge, but it's one of the best ways to assure a happy landing. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.